Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through your feed and every single person seems to be living their best life? The picture-perfect vacations, the effortless successes, the inspirational quotes, it can make you feel like you're lagging behind. But guess what? These highlight reels rarely show us the messiness, the stumbles, the epic fails that actually fuel real growth. Today we're diving deep into a powerful mindset shift, embracing failure as a stepping stone to success. Because let's face it, failure is an inevitable part of life, like taxes and awkward first dates. But here's the game changer. It doesn't have to be the end of the story. It can actually be the beginning of something amazing. Think about it this way. Every single entrepreneur, artist, athlete, anyone who has achieved greatness has had their fair share of setbacks. They've tripped, they've stumbled, they've crashed and burned, but instead of letting those failures define them, they use them as fuel to learn, adapt, and come back stronger. So, how do we shift our perspective on failure? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you turn those perceived setbacks into springboards for success. 1. Redefine failure. Forget that negative connotation we've attached to it. Instead of seeing it as a mark of inadequacy, think of it as valuable feedback. It's telling you something isn't working, giving you an opportunity to adjust your course and try again with fresh insights. 2. Embrace the learning curve. Every single failure is a lesson waiting to be learned. What went wrong? What could you have done differently? Analyze the situation, identify the patterns, and use that knowledge to refine your approach next time. 3. Build resilience. This one's crucial. Life throws curveballs, that's just a fact. The ability to bounce back from setbacks, that's resilience. It's not about avoiding failure, it's about how you respond to it. Develop that mental toughness, learn to shake off the disappointments, and keep moving forward. 4. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, who will celebrate your wins and offer encouragement when things get tough. Talk to mentors, friends, family, share your struggles and successes. It makes a world of difference. 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel good about your progress. Celebrate those small victories along the way. Each step forward, no matter how tiny, is a testament to your perseverance and growth. Ever felt like you're stuck in a rut? Like you've hit a wall and nothing seems to be working? I'm sure many of you out there have experienced that feeling. You're putting in the effort, but you just can't seem to break through. Maybe you started a new project and it felt overwhelming, or perhaps you tried something outside your comfort zone and it didn't go as planned. That feeling of frustration, that sense of I'm not good enough, can be really powerful. But what if I told you that feeling could actually be the key to unlocking your potential? Let me share a personal example. A few years ago, I decided to start my own podcast. This was something I'd always dreamed of doing, but I was terrified. What if nobody listened? What if I wasn't good enough? The fear was real, and for weeks, it held me back. But then I realized something. If I never took the leap, I'd never know what could happen. So I embraced that fear, started recording, and put myself out there. The first few episodes were rough, I'll admit. I stumbled over words, my editing skills weren't perfect, but I kept going. Each episode was a learning experience. I learned to overcome my fear of public speaking, to edit audio like a pro, and most importantly, I learned the power of perseverance. Even though it wasn't always easy, I kept pushing forward because I knew that every step, even the stumbles, were bringing me closer to my goal. So remember, friends, when you encounter those moments of perceived failure, don't give up. See them as opportunities for growth, learning, and resilience. Embrace the journey, celebrate your progress, and never stop believing in yourself. Alright, digital detoxers. We've got a lot to unpack here, so I want to leave you with these key takeaways. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the path. Reframe it as feedback, learn from it, build your resilience, seek support, and celebrate those small victories. You've got this. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of digital detox inspiration. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital poison.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.